It's time for Pacers Weekly.
And we welcome you into Pacers Weekly here on 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. I'm Pat Boylan. We are live on The Circle in downtown Indianapolis, starting to get some snow as we inch toward Christmas. Probably not enough to make a difference on the ground. The Indiana Pacers come into today at 18-14 on their season since we have last talked, a 2-1 stretch, which included wins over the two teams that they needed to beat, who are at the bottom of the standings, Brooklyn and Atlanta, and maybe the most stunning or frustrating loss, depending on your perspective, in recent years. On one hand, losing to the Boston Celtics, the top team in the Eastern Conference, by 1 point. In a lot of ways, you could take moral victories from just that result singularly. However, the way it happened, the Pacers dropping by 19 points, dropping down by 19 points in the first half, coming storming back to take a 5-point lead with 30 seconds left to go, and then the Bojan Bogdanović cross-court pass that got intercepted by Terry Rozier and dunked to make it 112-111. One of the more stunning finishes, regardless of result, I think the Fieldhouse has seen in its entirety. That said, the Pacers rebounded with a solid win against Atlanta, 105-95, and that was a game where it was 105-85 with just a minute or so to go. Atlanta scored the last 10 points in garbage time, so the Pacers certainly took care of business in that game against the Hawks. And now they've got another one of these games coming up tonight where it is inferior opponent in the building in a game the Pacers should win. It's the Brooklyn Nets tonight at 7 o'clock. We'll begin here with radio coverage at 6:30. Jeremiah Johnson on the television side begins at 6:30 as well. You can be there, Pacers.com/tickets, which, by the way, you can be there on Pacers.com/tickets. But this game and the next one against Dallas, they're both selling really well. So if you're considering coming to one of those two games over the holidays, I would recommend acting now because there are only a handful of tickets left over on Pacers.com/tickets. And if those run out, you can always click the resale tab at the top and purchase certified resale tickets. But the game against the Brooklyn Nets tonight will be a packed house inside Bankers Life Fieldhouse. We know that for a fact. And while it is against a team that in the standings coming into today is in the bottom half of the NBA and the bottom third of the NBA in the Brooklyn Nets, they had a fairly stunning game last night against the Washington Wizards, where in the fourth quarter, midway through the fourth quarter, against playoff Washington, against a team that some think could compete for the Eastern Conference, the Nets were beating the Wizards by 40 points. The game ended 119-84, so it ended up still a significantly handed win for the Brooklyn Nets. But that is a team who comes into tonight previously struggling, now with probably their most impressive win of the season, but also on a back-to-back. The Brooklyn Nets inside the Fieldhouse tonight at 7 o'clock. If you can't make those games but are looking to take advantage for other deals, perhaps a couple days here before Christmas, something that you can throw under the tree in the stocking, these deals online are immediate, so you don't have to wait for them to ship. We have a website up right now, Pacers.com/deals. It's 12 days of deals, and today's deals include games against the Miami Heat, Phoenix Suns, and Memphis Grizzlies that are coming up on Wednesdays in January. And you can get tickets in the lower level for $40, the club level for $20, the balcony level for just $5. Pacers.com/deals. If you're looking for last-minute gifts, these are cheap gifts to Pacers games coming up in January that you can include in your holiday gifting. So Pacers versus Nets tonight, but Indiana really with an opportunity coming up here before the new year to take advantage. They're 18-14, Brooklyn in the building tonight on Wednesday against Dallas, who is also very much struggling. They're at the very bottom of the NBA standings as well. The Mavericks come into today at 9-24. So the Pacers tonight have 12-19 Brooklyn, 9-24 Dallas coming up. And then on Friday, December the 29th at Chicago, that's a Bulls team who is 10-21. However, they are just coming off winning 7 in a row. So they're tough to figure out. But you got the Bulls with the second-worst record in the East. You've got the Brooklyn Nets at 12-19 coming in tonight. And then the Mavericks, who have the worst record in the Western Conference. All of that before we hit the new year with games against the Pistons and the Timberwolves mixed in to that group as well. As always, we've got a great show coming up for you. We will hear from Mark Boyle, Chris Denari, Mark Monteith, Jeremiah Johnson, Eddie White, the usual cast and crew, Pacers head coach Nate McMillan. We will have other guests joining us throughout the hour. We would love to have you as a part of it as well. 317-239-1070 is the number to call in, talk Pacers basketball with us. And I'm at Pat Boylan Pacers on Twitter if you have a question and you would like to submit it via Twitter, at Pat Boylan Pacers, and we will forward those on to our experts joining us later in the show. It's the Pacers and the Brooklyn Nets tonight. Indiana at 18-14, looking to move to five games over 500 for the second time this season. They did it once at 16-11 with a win over Denver. Coming up next, we will start things off with Mark Boyle. Pacers play-by-play voices coming up next. This is Pacers Weekly.
Financing was always a concern.
We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
Knew we were getting married, so correct, we wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum, the best to offer rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender, NMLS number 469848.
Hi, Pacer fans. This is Victor Oladipo. You know Banker's Life from the name on our home court, Banker's Life Fieldhouse. Banker's Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. CNO Financial is based right here in Central Indiana. In fact, they are one of the 10 largest companies in the state, providing health and life insurance, as well as retirement solutions to middle-income Americans across Indiana and nationwide. Learn more about CNO Financial and its Central Indiana roots at cnoinc.com. That's cnoinc.com. And let's go, Pacers.
Through our local associates, Stanley Security, one of the world's leading global security providers, has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and service to the commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities. Stanley is a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and the official security products provider of the Indiana Pacers. Find out how Stanley Security can provide a solution for you at stanleysecurity.com.
Disney on Ice presents Dare to Dream, where I can chase adventure like Maui and Moana. Dream big with Rapunzel.
Anapu's family is forever.
And Belle shows us beauty is found within.
At Disney on Ice presents Dare to Dream.
Coming to Bankers Life Fieldhouse January 17th through 21st. For tickets and show information, visit DisneyOnIce.com today.
This is Pacers Weekly on 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. I'm Pat Boylan. We are here with you from 10 until 11 o'clock. We will take a little bit of a break and then be right back here at 6:30 p.m. for Pacers and Nets Kroger pregame show, beginning then on the radio side. But let's start things off, as we usually do on this show, hearing from Pacers radio play-by-play voice Mark Boyle as he sits down with head coach Nate McMillan. Mark.
Thank you, Pat. Generally speaking, during these Saturday morning visits, we've talked about player personnel, strategy, and tactics. And while you're certainly, Nate, very compelling in those areas, I wanted to get to some nuances of coaching, because there was a game earlier this week where a bizarre set of circumstances led to a loss against the Boston Celtics, culminated when Bojan Bogdanović threw the ball away on the last possession. I don't want to get into that specifically because it's been rehashed, but I'm curious about this from a coaching standpoint. When a situation occurs that might require something other than the standard coaching maneuvering, scouting, strategy, tactics, how do you decide how much to get involved and how much to let the individual player or the team figure out a situation for themselves?
Well, it just depends on the moment, the situation, and that player that is involved. And, you know, the situation where we turned the ball over in the Boston game, and, you know, Bojan was feeling terrible about that. And, you know, it was a tough game to lose and to really move on from. But, you know, immediately in the locker room, I talked about we don't point fingers and we're together. You know, we win together and we lose together. And, you know, the main thing was to get the message across to the team that, you know, things like that happen. You know, that's a moment in this game of basketball. And moments, they come and go. And, you know, what we need to do is, you know, after that game, you know, it was going to be a tough night for us to sleep, and it certainly was. But the next day going into Atlanta, we had to move on from that game and get ourselves, you know, pull our pants back up and you know, get up off our backs and get ourselves ready for the Atlanta game. And, you know, I thought our coaching staff, the team did a good job of that. We had a lot of guys reach out to Bojan that night with text messages and phone calls, and that certainly helped, and it just showed the closeness of this group.
How much of your own philosophy as a coach in dealing with situations like that is directly related to the way coaches dealt with you when you were a player in those situations?
There's certainly a lot of that, you know, where I had past experiences as a player, and, you know, I've had experiences with players of my own over the years. And, you know, it's really dealing with my kids and situations like that where they have, you know, done something and, you know they're down and you got to lift them. You know, so all of those experiences, you know, come to you when you are dealing with a situation such as we was dealing with in that Boston game.
And if we might broaden the discussion further, I don't know that you can quantify this, but how much of your job is doing things outside of the prototypical scouting, putting together a game plan, late game substitutions, all of the things that every coach does? How much of your job involves doing things like that that are maybe outside the norm?
It's a lot. I would, you know, I don't want to say it's half of what I have to do, but it's certainly close far as communicating with my players and, you know, making sure that everybody's on the same page and everybody understands what their role is and what we expect. You know, so a lot of preparation is done outside of basketball, off the floor. You know, it's done before practice, after practice. It may be some phone calls that are involved in that. So it's becoming more of a job communicating with your players on and off the floor to get them comfortable and prepare them to perform for you on the floor.
You've been around for a long time now as a coach. I wonder if over that period of time you have found that dealing with players is any different now than it was when you first started, say, as an assistant coach.
Certainly. Well, and I would say even, you know, from the time that I came into the league, you're dealing with younger players now, so the approach is much different than when I came into the league, or even, you know, 10, 15 years ago. You know, these guys are coming in now, are 18, 19 years old. We're calling them millenniums, and they handle and deal with things different. So communication and how you communicate, you know, with the players are very important, and it's a big part of coaching them and preparing them and giving them really the tools that they need to be successful in this league. So it's, you know, phone calls is, you know, a thing of the past. You got to text and email and, you know, do a number of other things to communicate with this group of young men.
Do you find that as you get older and the gap between your age and the players' ages becomes larger, that it's any more difficult?
It is. It is, because, again, back years ago, a lot of people communicated through phone calls. And, you know, I still try to get the face-to-face contact and not just text message or, you know, have quick individual meetings. I like to sit down with our guys and we meet and we talk. You know, sometimes those meetings are 5 minutes, sometimes they could be 30 minutes, an hour. But communicating and getting in front of them, I think, is still the best way to let them know, you know, where you are, and you need to hear what they are thinking as well.
Pacers coach Nate McMillan, as always, kind enough to share some time with us on Saturday morning. The Pacers getting ready tonight to take on the Brooklyn Nets, and then it's out on the road the 26th to face Detroit. I'm Mark Boyle. Let's turn it back over to Pat Boylan.
All right, Mark and Nate, thank you. Coming up next on Pacers Weekly, we will hear from Chris Denary. We go from radio play-by-play voice to television play-by-play voice, and you'll hear from Lance Stevenson with him next. This is Pacers Weekly.
Jason's Deli offers a variety of healthy options, starting with a salad bar that has over 30 items and many organics. We believe in wholesome ingredients, awesome taste, and no surprises. Thanks to our decades of experience in fresh food preparation and delivery, Jason's Deli is able to provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for all your catering needs throughout the Indianapolis area. Come visit Jason's Deli today at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, 82nd Street and 116th and Allisonville Road. Check us out online at jasonsdeli.com.
Jack's Donuts is sweetening up a Pacers win. The day after a Pacers victory, visit your local Jack's and mention the Pacers win to receive a free 12-ounce coffee or regular priced donut. With more variety, more donuts, and more choices, Jack's is the place to celebrate a Pacers win. Visit www.jacksdonuts.com to find the Jack's Donuts location nearest you.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is Chris Denary. Did you know that Indiana has some of the hardest water in the country? To improve the quality of water in your home, do what I did. Choose a whole home water treatment system from Kinetico. Our glasses no longer have a chalky white film. Our sinks and tubs stay cleaner longer. And I know our drinking water is safe for the whole family, including my dogs Granger and Bailey. Visit KineticoIndy.com today to set up your free in-home water test. Kinetico, official sponsor of the Indiana Pacers.
Pacers fans, don't miss a game just because you're not in front of a TV. You can watch Pacers basketball anywhere with Fox Sports Go.
Stevenson scores and a foul.
Never miss a moment of the action. Launch the Fox Sports Go app on your phone or tablet. Sign in and stream the Pacers.
Here goes Oladipo.
Take every game, pregame, and postgame along for the ride no matter where you go. Watch Pacers basketball on Fox Sports Indiana. And when you're on the move, stream the Pacers anywhere with Fox Sports Go.
Live on the Circle in downtown Indianapolis, you're listening to Pacers Weekly on 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. I'm Pat Boylan. Let's go inside Denary's Den now. Chris Denary is with Lance Stevenson. Chris?
Lance, I guess the thing that most fans that are listening right now want to know from you is how good is it to be home?
It's a blessing to be home and playing in front of the best fans in the world. And I'm just happy to be in the position that I am and we winning and everything going right. And just got to continue to do that and have fun doing it.
We've heard so much about this locker room and how close you guys are on and off the floor. How did that happen this summer?
I think it happened when everybody came back early during the summer and got with each other. We was working out early and pushing each other throughout the whole summer. And I feel like it made us a better team.
Took you a while, just a few games, I think. You were trying to find your way coming off the bench, and this last month you've been really playing well. How difficult was it for you at first just to get used to all the new faces around you? I know you had something going with Domas, then he went in the starting lineup because of Miles' concussion. But why has the last month or so been so good for you?
Just taking my time, being patient, and watching film with the coaches and seeing what I was doing wrong and seeing the stuff that I did right and just trying to progress at that. And, I mean, playing with Domas and the second unit, I mean, it's always fun because we just play off instincts and be playing tough defense. And, you know, we always try to help the first unit when we come in.
Now, you grew up here. You played 1 year at Cincinnati. You're a native of Brooklyn. The fan base loved you. You went away, and now you're back. Why do you think they love you so much?
I think the passion that I have for the game, and they see it, and how much I want to win the game. And I think when they see how hard I go, they know that I'm going so hard to win the game. I think the fans like that.
And you've been a part of two Eastern Conference Finals teams, so you know what it's like to be on a really good team here in Indianapolis, and I think you guys have a chance to do something special again, right?
Oh, definitely. We just got to stay humble, man. Just continue to work hard, continue to push each other, and not let being fourth or being second, third get to us, and just continue to work hard every day.
Is that something that you can help out? Because back 4 or 5 years ago, maybe some of those things didn't happen, and you see that now that you're older and more mature?
Yeah, you know, when we was younger, or when I was younger, stuff like that got to me. And when you up high on a high level or you winning a lot of games, you tend to take some games off. And I already know that we can't do that. We got a tough group of guys, and we want to work hard and we want to push each other.
All right, one final question. When you hear those cheers, especially at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, and you make a big play and you're high-fiving and low-fiving fans, what does that mean for you?
It just means how, it means a lot, man. I just love when the fans amp me and make me go harder and pushes me. Like, sometimes the fans in the front row, they say I'm not playing defense a certain way. They're like, come on, let's go, play defense. And I just get hyped, and I'm like, I got you. So I feed off the fans, and it's always fun playing with in front of people like that.
Well, Lance, everywhere I go, people are excited about this basketball team, excited about your presence, and congrats thus far. I know you guys aren't satisfied, still a long way to go. Best of luck. We'll talk rest of the way.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, Lance Stevenson, inside Daenerys Den. Back to you, Pat.
All right, Chris and Lance, thank you. And by the way, if you only can catch a portion of today's show or any of the shows that we have on Saturday mornings here, Pacers Weekly on 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan, we podcast them to Pacers.com/sound, or you can subscribe to our podcast channel, Pacers Sound, on whatever app you may choose, and it'll automatically download to whatever device you so choose shortly after the show is completed on Saturday morning. So make sure to subscribe to us or check us out on Pacers.com/sound if you miss any of today's show. All right, we continue. Coming up next, we will go back to Mark Boyle, and he tracks down a familiar face, an even more familiar voice. You hear him on these airwaves. You heard him at Bankers Live Fieldhouse. And he's in town tonight with the Brooklyn Nets. Michael Grady talks next. That's David Deering on Pacers Weekly.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is Glenn Robinson III. You know Bankers Life from the name on our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. And for every three-pointer we make this year, CNO Financial will donate $50 to the Pacers Foundation. Over the past 18 years, CNO Financial has donated more than $275,000 to the Pacers Foundation to help support young people in Indiana. Learn more at PacersFoundation.org or visit CNOINC, that's CNOinc.com, and let's go Pacers.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Hey Pacers fans, check out this great offer from Papa John's. The day after the Pacers score 90 or more points, you score 50% off regular menu price online orders at PapaJohns.com with promo code Pacers90. Only from Papa John's, official partner of the Indiana Pacers.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Valid online only on regular menu priced items at participating locations for a limited time.
Not valid with any other coupons or discount.
Limited delivery area.
Delivery fee may apply and is not subject to discount offer.
Taxes extra.
Pacers fans, check out the new Pacers team store located inside Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Get all the best Pacers gear plus the best brands, including Nike, 47, New Era, and Under Armour. Also, make sure to look for the game night specials during all Pacers home and away games to steal a great deal. Can't make it to the store? Grab all the gear at thepacersteamstore.com. The Pacers Team Store, the place for all your Pacers needs.
Let's go.
We hear Michael Grady on these airwaves still during his show with Big Joe Stasniak, and our producer, by the way, David Deering, is the producer for that one as well. So you still hear his voice on the airwaves here through Indianapolis, but you used to hear him at Inside Bankers Live Fieldhouse for about a decade as the PA voice of the Indiana Pacers. He has moved to the Brooklyn Nets now. We're with the Yes Network. He is the television sideline reporter, but he's back in town tonight with the Brooklyn Nets. Michael Grady with Mark Boyle.
Thank you, Pat. Let's get the elephant in the room dealt with first. Not too long ago, in what was really, I thought, a stunningly selfish decision, you left a lot of people who were counting on you in the lurch to pursue your own singular goals. No greatest good for the greatest number for Michael Grady. Explain yourself, sir.
It was not an easy decision because Indiana is home, and Indiana will always be home. But this was an opportunity with Yes Network that was too good to pass up. I'm happy I can continue to be heard on the airwaves of the radio show, but it was just the right thing for me, and things have been going well, but Indiana will always be home.
Having worked in New York myself, I can tell you this. It's a fantastic place, really cool. However, it can be unforgiving. There are media critics all over the place. Are you ready to swim with the sharks?
Yes. Yeah. I've got my life jacket on, and I think I'm ready. I think I'm ready for everything, and everybody's been welcoming there. But it's still very early, I guess you'd say. It's still very early. But no, everybody's been great, and the transition has been really smooth, and it's going to be different. It's going to be different, going to different cities and covering the league in a different way.
When you do go to the different cities, you'll be hitting many of those arenas for the first time, Michael. I'm wondering, if only on some subconscious level, will you be critiquing the other PA guys?
No. It's something I'll notice it during the matchups with Indiana, because that will be weird, being in this building and a player scoring and me not saying anything. That's been almost a decade since that happened. I'm calling names after a score is made. But other arenas, I'll notice it if there's something annoying happening, but otherwise, no, I don't think I'll notice.
You've done a little bit of everything in what really has been a relatively brief career. You've done the talk show, you've done the TV anchoring, the TV reporting, the PA, now you're doing sidelines for the Nets. Are you zeroing in on any particular area of the industry?
You know what, I'm happy with where I am. You know, when you get exposed to different things, you realize, you think about whether or not you can take that next step, that next thing. When I started off producing with The Fan and I was producing Kravitz and Eddie, you know, if I was asked to do a radio show right then, I knew I wouldn't have been ready. But watching those guys, learning from those guys, from their successes and their failures, my God, I started to feel like, you know what, I think I could do this, and started channeling my energy toward that. So sideline reporting, I know I can do that, I know I'm confident, and then I'll be able to work with Ryan Rucco, work with Ian Eagle, Sarah Kustak, and those folks, and get a better idea of, okay, what's that next step? What do I want to do after this?
You mentioned Ian Eagle, and our fans here would know him from his work with CBS, mm-hmm. college basketball, the NFL, and so on. He's one of the more well-respected guys in the business. Now, at the moment, you're not a play-by-play guy. That said, can you learn from a guy like that?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I fell in love with sports broadcasting through play-by-play. Warren Central was taking on Southport in a regional game at Hinkle Fieldhouse. It was my first time at Hinkle Fieldhouse, and I was calling the game with a high school classmate of mine, and it was in that moment with the sunlight coming through the windows at Hinkle Fieldhouse that I said, I want to do this for the rest of my life. And everything I have done is to try to get me to that point. And so some high school games mixed in, a little bit of college mixed in, and learning from great folks like yourself, and then now in New York from Ian Eagle and others, I feel like I'm setting myself up well, hopefully.
Well, now you're in New York, but I don't know if everyone realizes this. You're going to continue doing that daily talk show with Joe Stasniak on our flagship station. Mm-hmm. That's a little bit demanding with all of the travel. Are you confident you can do all of this stuff?
Yes, in today's day and age, absolutely. 10 years ago, maybe not even that. Maybe it would be a little bit more difficult. But with NBA League Pass, a Sunday NFL ticket, I'm a night owl anyway. I've got a co-host who's more than helpful. I'm up for the challenge. You know, I'm not in it just to do it. I'm not, you know, waking up to do the show just to do the show. I actually want to knock it out of the park. I actually want to continue to kill and do a great job with Joe and continue to have that dialogue and that relationship with the listeners and the teams in the community and that whole thing. I genuinely want that. So I'm used to multitasking. You know, I'm down to two jobs, and I don't know what to do with myself.
final thought here. Now, obviously, we're in the 10 to 11 Saturday morning slot, perhaps the single most coveted hour in radio with huge, right. huge audience potential. That's so right. anything you'd like to say to the millions of listeners before we move along?
I don't care how sappy this sounds. I genuinely love all the Pacer fans and everybody that I've worked with in this building. I've learned so much from you and others. You know, folks have asked me, hey, are you still going to be a fan? I mean, do you still care what goes on with the Pacers? Like, I was in my socks in front of 4 inches in front of a television watching classic Pacers-Knicks games, and Rick Smith had shots over Tree Rollins, and just shot after big game after big game after big game. Byron Scott, Travis Best against Milwaukee. I was cheering and going bananas at each of those games, and you can never shut that off. You know, I'm 34 years old. I've been a Pacer fan all my life. You can't shut that off. So I'm going to continue to be a fan. I'm excited to continue to talk about the team and have yourself and others on the show, players on the team. And it's been a fun ride for nearly a decade to be able to announce in this arena, a real dream come true.
He's Michael Grady. You know him from his work on our flagship, 1070 The Fan, also his work at the Fieldhouse as the longtime PA man, and now he has moved on to become the sideline reporter for the Brooklyn Nets on the YES television network. Let's go back to our Indianapolis studio now and Pat Boylan.
Mark and Michael, thank you. And we take a look now at the Pacers G League affiliate, the Fort Wayne Mad Ants, who are 11-7 on the season. They are leading their division. They're coming off a loss last night, but first in the Central Division. They're third in the Eastern Conference, having a nice season. And most recently, the Pacers sent TJ Leaf and Ike Anibogu down. Those are the Pacers' top two draft picks. Leaf, a first-rounder. Anibogu, a second-rounder that was hampered by injury and not able to go fully at the beginning of training camp, but is starting to work himself into game shape. And TJ Leaf, in three games, had a 33-point game in there. He averaged 23 per game in three games over his course with the Mad Ants, scoring 70 points in three games. He and Anibogu headed back up to Indianapolis for this game coming up tonight against the Brooklyn Nets. It's a 7 o'clock tip against Brooklyn. Pacers.com/tickets is how you can be there. If you cannot, we'll begin with the Kroger pregame show right here at 6:30 on television at 6:30 with Jeremiah Johnson. We'll hear from JJ coming up a little bit later, Mark Monteith a little bit later, but now it's time to see who Eddie White has tracked down around the house. His award-winning segment is coming up next on Pacers Weekly.
Financing was always a concern.
We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
Knew we were getting married, so
correct.
We wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum, the best to offer rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender, NMLS number 469848.
Steak and Shake now has 24 meals for under $4. So after the game, you can feast on an original double and cheese steak burger meal, a triple steak burger meal, a chicken fingers meal, a chili cheese footlong meal, or any of the other 20 meals served with our famous thin and crispy fries, each under $4. Of course, you could also go to Steak and Shake before the game or during the game. There doesn't even have to be a game. You could go anytime. You could literally go right now. You're gone, aren't you? Hello? Get 24 meals for under $4, only at Steak and Shake.
Jack's Donuts, a family business and locally owned, is a proud partner of your Indiana Pacers. With 13 Central Indiana locations and 60 varieties of donuts, Jack's Donuts is a fan favorite. More variety, more donuts, more choices. Come see us. Jack's Donuts, since 1961, with 13 Central Indiana locations and over 60 varieties of donuts baked fresh every day. Learn more at jacksdonuts.com.
The Harlem Globetrotters will dribble into Bankers Life Fieldhouse with their action-packed world tour on Monday, January 15th at 2 p.m. Witness amazing Globetrotter moments that become unforgettable Globetrotter memories. Feel the dunks, see the ball handling, experience the antics that will have kids of all ages laughing the entire time. Don't miss the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters at the Fieldhouse for a special MLK Day performance at 2.
tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com.
This is Faces Weekly on 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. We're live on The Circle in downtown Indianapolis. I'm Pat Boylan. A couple days from Christmas, our gift to you, as always, is Eddie White around the house. Eddie.
Thanks, Pat. It is once again time to go around the house. Holy smokes. What a special guest this is. If anybody has listened to me doing a Pacers overtime over the last, I don't know, 5-6 years, you've heard me refer to our beloved building as the house that Ed Benash built. All the time I say that. Well, would it be appropriate, as Ed Benash retires from CNO Financial, that we have on as a guest Ed Benash? Welcome to the show, Ed.
Thanks, Eddie. What a privilege to be here with you.
All these honors you've received from the governor, the mayor, all these people, this is probably the greatest honor to be on Around the House.
This is the cherry on top.
The cherry on top. Seriously, you have been one of the most diehard, enthusiastic Pacers fans I know. It's remarkable considering you didn't grow up here. You're like me. You're not from Indiana, but you believe in this franchise and this team, and you've been a diehard since you got here.
No, absolutely. Ironically, I grew up in the great state of hockey in Minnesota. My hometown is the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame, but I've been a sports fan forever. Coming here, seeing an organization like this with class that's part of the community, gives back, players that have good character that also are involved in the community, couldn't be prouder of the team.
You may have answered that answer, but I have to ask the question this way. A lot of fans see this team as the players on the court. They see the coaches. They see the win-loss total. In your position with CNO and with this relationship with Bankers Life, Fieldhouse, and the Pacers, you've seen Pacers sports entertainment in a different way. You've seen how you involved in many of your activities in the community. You've been there hand-in-hand, whether it's Jim Morris, Rick Fuse, and Herb Simon. So you see the Pacers as more than just a couple guys, tall guys, on a wooden court.
No, absolutely. A day of caring. They're out there painting houses, working in a playground to have furniture brought out for kids that they can use in their playground. There are things that the Pacers do, that visiting sick children in hospitals. They're giving back all the time.
Do you have a favorite Pacers player since you've been here?
Oh, you're going to put me on the spot. I can't pick out.
You really do like them all.
Yeah, I do. I mean, and this team this year, it really is a team. And I think it's brilliant. If people haven't noticed, the team's marketed with 2 and 3 or more players at a time. It really is a team concept. And I've always said that you know, if you want to go fast, go alone. You want to go far, go together. This team's going to go far.
I like that. What about a favorite Pacers memory?
I would say favorite Pacers memory was being able to say boom baby from the stage of a Bankers Life agents meeting that was held right here at Bankers Life Fieldhouse.
It's, you know, you talk about your hockey background. To me, when you look at hockey and the beauty of the sport when it's played at that high level, it's played at its best, even when you have Gretzky on the roster, when they're played as a team. Basketball's the same way. There's some great, great players like LeBron and Kobe Bryant and Reggie Miller. But basketball, just like hockey, is played at its best as a team. You've been able to do marvelous things at CNO, and we went up to your thing a couple weeks ago at your place. It was all about you brought a team culture to that thing. So what you alluded to earlier about the Pacers, they're doing the same thing with what's on the court. It's a team. Forget the superstar stuff. It's about a team, and you can go farther working as one as a team than you can with any individual goals.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And as a team, you get to appreciate and recognize the strengths of your teammates. And if you're a good teammate, you're going to play to the strengths of your other teammates. And together, then you accomplish a lot more.
Now, you're retiring, which means you're going to move away from here because nobody retires and stays here. I hope you're going to come back for some games.
No, absolutely. And I've got a letter from Mr. Simon say, I would have a seat anytime I return, and I've got it laminated plus one in the safety deposit box I can bring back.
And that includes playoff games, I'm sure.
Well, you didn't say, if it's just regular season. I'm taking it as any game.
Any game. My friend, it's been a it's been a joy. It's hard for me to put this into words, to get to know you. And not only because of your passion for our basketball team, but seeing you, I'll never forget that night that you invited me to the cancer deal. We had Shannon Miller, the great gymnast, there, and we talked about, you've always been there to help, whether it's kids or fight cancer, or there have been so many projects. I can go on and on and on. You have left a mark on our community on behalf of everybody who's met you or at least heard of you or is listening to this and hearing your name for the first time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Eddie. I'm proud to be associated with the Pacers, city of Indianapolis, in this great state, and you as the host of the greatest post-game call-in show in the world.
It is in the world. You know what? You may be moving away. You may be retired, but you're coming back. But this will always be the house that Ed Banach built. Patrick, how about that? We talked to the man himself. Back to you, Patrick.
All right, Eddie and Ed, thank you, and certainly a well-deserved honor at that recent Pacers game. Ed Banach retiring. All right, we close out the show, as always, Jeremiah Johnson and Mark Monteith. They will give you their opinions and answer your Twitter questions. That's all coming up in just a moment on Pacers Weekly.
Through our local associates, Stanley Security, one of the world's leading global security providers, has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and service to the commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities. Stanley is a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and the official security products provider of the Indiana Pacers. Find out how Stanley Security can provide a solution for you at stanleysecurity.com.
Hi, Pacer fans. This is Victor Oladipo. You know Bankers Life from the name on our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. CNO Financial is based right here in Central Indiana. In fact, they are one of the 10 largest companies in the state, providing health and life insurance, as well as retirement solutions to middle-income Americans across Indiana and nationwide. Learn more about CNO Financial and its Central Indiana roots at CNOINC.com. That's CNOinc.com. And let's go, Pacers.
Pacers fans, don't miss a game just because you're not in front of a TV. You can watch Pacers basketball anywhere with Fox Sports Go.
Stevenson scores and a foul.
Never miss a moment of the action. Launch the Fox Sports Go app on your phone or tablet. Sign in and stream the Pacers.
Here goes Oladipo.
Take every game, pregame, and postgame along for the ride no matter where you go. Watch Pacers basketball on Fox Sports Indiana. And when you're on the move, stream the Pacers anywhere with Fox Sports Go.
At St. Vincent, we know getting care for your everyday life means you need more than an everyday doctor. You need one that listens. And that's just what Ascension Doctors at St. Vincent do. Listening to you helps us see your whole picture. And with doctors who take the time to understand you, getting the care you need has never been easier. Find compassionate, personalized, and convenient care that is right for you at GetSt.VincentCare.com.
Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith, our guest now here on Pacers Weekly. He joins us live. We talked on the Kroger pregame show, Mark, before Wednesday's game against Atlanta. You were a little bit more intrigued than any typical game to see how the Pacers responded to a loss. That tough one on Monday against Boston, and while they were playing one of the bottom teams in the NBA, it was on the road, and the Pacers answered with a pretty resounding win. What was your thoughts just generally on the transition from Monday to Wednesday?
Well, I think they made it very well. And really, I could see the beginning of that process in the postgame locker room on Monday after that loss to Boston. You know, here they came from 19 down, went up five with about 30 seconds to go and found a way to lose the game. Very disheartening. That locker room was very quiet when we first went in. But by the time I left, the players had kind of, who were still there, had kind of revived their spirit, starting to smile a little bit, laugh a little bit, looking ahead to the next game. You heard nothing but support for Bojan Bogdanović, who had made that horrible pass that got intercepted and turned into a game-winning dunk. So, you know, Lance Stephenson in particular, I had a nice conversation with him about, you know, hey, that was just one play. This is one game. We all made mistakes. You know, we support him, that kind of thing. So you can see right there, you know, what this team, what its personality is. And they followed through with that in Atlanta, you know, talking to Lance yesterday. You know, he said he told Boy in pregame warmups in Atlanta, you know, you're going to have a good game, right? and things like that. And that reveals a lot about this team, and they followed through with that with the way they played in Atlanta, particularly Bojan Bogdanovic.
Forwarding to you some of the questions we've gotten on Twitter, Mark, this is something that we have talked about off and on throughout the season. But essentially finding minutes here for Domantas Sabonis and Miles Turner, two players who at least right now are mostly playing the same position, and of course you can only start and give starters regular minutes to one of the two.
Yeah, I know it's been interesting because you could make an argument for Sabonis being like their second best player behind Oladipo, and he's averaging about 24 minutes a game, so I think everybody would like to see him play more. A lot of people want to see him play with Miles Turner because rebounding is a concern for this team, and those are your two best rebounders. But, you know, the analytics, at least the last I looked, are kind of vague about that. They don't really show great improvement when those two guys are on the floor together. And the problem that Nate McMillan has is that one of those guys is going to have to guard on the perimeter, guarding another four, somebody along the lines of Thad Young, and that could be a problem. You know, in the NBA, you play both ends of the floor, and it's not just about rebounding and offense. It's also about defense, and that can be an issue. So, you know, Nate goes to it every game and plays those guys together every game, not for a long time, but for a while. It doesn't jump out at me as something that's been hugely successful. Hasn't been bad either, I don't think. So it's tough. I think the bottom line for me is I'd like to see Sabonis play more one way or the other, and we'll see how that goes.
Curious your opinion here on these last couple of wins the Pacers have had at Brooklyn and at Atlanta. These are two of the bottom teams in the NBA, although Brooklyn seems a step above where the Hawks are right now. Two wins for the Pacers, two fairly comfortable wins, maybe games you say they should win even on the road. That said, last year's team really struggled with the road in general, but it seemed especially like they dropped a lot of games to the teams in the bottom of the NBA, and yet this year so far they are winning those games against some of those lower tier teams in the NBA. Should the Pacers take satisfaction, a little extra satisfaction, or fans from what they have done against teams that are clearly below them?
Yeah, that tells you something about their mindset. You know, in the NBA, it's a cliche to say it, but every team's good enough to beat you. You know, NBA players are elite, and even on the bad teams, their players are really good. And if you're not ready to play, they're going to beat you. So I think it tells you something about this team's mindset and its consistency, that it doesn't, you know, go crazy when it wins a few games and let up. It's pretty consistent in its energy toward every game. There's nights they don't shoot particularly well. There's nights they don't execute as well. But it's not like they have games where they come out and you could just see it, that they're just not there, that they're just not ready to play. And we saw games like that last year, particularly on the road. Gosh, I could remember one in Charlotte, for example. I'm sure you remember that as well, where they just didn't show up. They're just giving up layups. So, you know, this team, if it just beats all the teams it should beat, it's going to wind up with a good record, because it's also going to be some of the teams that are really good. It's already done that. You know, it's beaten San Antonio, and it's beaten Cleveland twice, and it's beaten other good teams. So, you know, you've got to do that. You've got to beat the weaker teams in order to have a good record. You can't be up and down all the time and getting happy with yourself and dropping some games to teams that you're clearly better than.
Mark Monteith is with us. Mark, what do the fans have to look forward to on Pacers.com? And I know, or at least I think I know by reading your Twitter, that you have another signing coming up with the book here soon.
Yes, I do. Pacers.com, the game coverage tonight against Brooklyn, certainly all the videos from the locker room. I'll have a story up on the game, the usual potpourri of coverage from games. And then I'll have a book signing. I'm actually on my way right now to Lafayette to do a book signing at the Barnes & Noble on Sagamore Parkway. My book, Reborn, the Pacers and the Return of Pro Basketball to Indianapolis, includes a real Lafayette influence. Three of the founding owners were from Lafayette. The Pacers' first team president, Joe Bannon, was from Lafayette. So I'll be doing a book signing in Lafayette from noon to 2:30 at the Barnes & Noble. And then, Pat, I'll be in the gift shop at the Fieldhouse tonight from 6 to 6:45 to sign copies of the book. The book is now available in the gift shop at the Fieldhouse, and I will be there before the game for people looking for last-minute Christmas ideas or just for a book for themselves. Again, from 6 to 6:45 in the gift shop.
6:45, because we need you at, like, 6:52.
I will be heading right to you from the gift shop.
As Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith, you'll hear him on the Kroger pregame show as well tonight, which begins at 6:30. Mark, thanks for your time here this morning.
All right. Thank you, Pat.
That's Mark Monteith. Jeremiah Johnson joins us next to close out this week's Pacers Weekly.
Financing was always a concern.
We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
Knew we were getting married, so
correct.
We wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum, the best to offer, rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
I love helping people get what they need. So when you order with ClickList from Kroger, I make sure you get everything you ask for, picked fresh and just the way you like it. Whole organic milk? Done. Two ripe bananas, one green, and today's fresh bread? Got it. With ClickList, I'm your personal shopper, so you can trust me to pick out the best produce, meats, and groceries, fresh, bagged, and ready when you arrive.
Order online, pick up curbside at store. Now featuring same-day pickup. Visit Kroger.com/ClickList.
Celebrate the holidays at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway with Lights at the Brickyard. Drive your car on the track, cross the famous Yard of Bricks, and experience over 2.5 million lights, 500 light displays, and over 40 different holiday scenes at the racing capital of the world. Make Lights at the Brickyard part of your family's holiday tradition at IMS, starting November 17th through December 30th. Book your Speedy Pass today at ims.com/lights.
Pacers fans, check out the new Pacers team store located inside Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Get all the best Pacers gear, plus the best brands, including Nike, 47, New Era, and Under Armour. Also, make sure to look for the game night specials during all Pacers home and away games to steal a great deal. Can't make it to the store? Grab all the gear at thepacersteamstore.com. The Pacers team store, the place for all your Pacers needs.
We're wrapping up Pacers Weekly on 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. I'm Pat Boylan. With us now, Jeremiah Johnson. You will see him on television at 6:30 tonight. He joins us here on the radio this morning. Jeremiah, thanks. On Wednesday, you were out in Atlanta, and as you know as well as everybody, not every walk-off interview is equal. And a unique opportunity on Wednesday, it was Bojan Bogdanović with a bit of a revenge game, 19 points in a key Pacers win. I'm curious, as you're getting ready to do that interview, the thoughts going through your head, and then ultimately, as we know, Bojan, at least in English, is not the most outspoken person. I thought you got a pretty good interview out of him.
Yeah, I will say that we don't know Bojan as well as other people on the team because he's only been with the Pacers a short time, and he doesn't do as many interviews as others, and when he does, sometimes he doesn't have a lot to say. But I could just get the feeling watching him on the bench after the game and even during the game, and then as he was staying there waiting for the interview to begin, that he had this sense of relief and that he would take well to some questions about Monday. And I think he understood. He hadn't really addressed it yet at that point. So I didn't feel, you know, I didn't second guess myself at all in terms of asking that question. I was only debating whether to ask that as the first question or to get to it in the middle. And I just felt like that was the big topic. And I think that he wanted to talk about it. So I felt that from him, even though I didn't ask him beforehand, and I was accurate. And I think it was what all the fans wanted to hear because they had not heard from him. And they don't all know Bojan as well as I think maybe they would like to because he is so new. And so I think the fans liked hearing that it hurt him so much that he made that play against the Celtics. And we've heard from the teammates all saying everyone had a role in that. And there were other plays in the game that could have been made, but that's the one everyone remembers. And so for him to say he didn't sleep the 2 days prior to Wednesday, I hope he slept a little bit because he played pretty well without any sleep, but I'm guessing he slept pretty good on Wednesday night.
Jeremiah Johnson is with us. The Pacers about tonight to take on the Brooklyn Nets for the second time in 7 days. The Pacers pretty handedly took care of business out in Brooklyn, and Brooklyn was really struggling until last night when they were up by 40 in the fourth quarter against Washington. Do you view this game, I guess, any differently because of that one, a team the Pacers have seen only 6 days ago?
Not really, just because I think that, you know, in the NBA, sometimes the team has a really good game, and if they're on the second half of the back-to-back, I almost feel like Brooklyn got its win before Christmas, and now, you know, they're not a great team. Sometimes you would say, you know, you'd like a team to make sure they win the game before you play them so they're not angry. I'm not sure whether it really fits with Brooklyn. They're going to try to win every game they can, and the franchise, I don't think they have any reason to lose like some franchises because they don't own their pick. So they're just trying to get better. But I think the Pacers have a lot of confidence, and it's
a statistic that we've shared different times this week, and the numbers and the rankings may change a little bit in terms of the bottom 12 teams, but the Pacers have not lost to a bottom 11 team as the standings say right now. You might have already said that earlier in the show, and you know, it will happen at some point in the season. That will not continue until April. They'll lose a game that you think they should win. But I go into most games against those kind of opponents feeling better about the Pacers' chances. And I also think because they've lost three straight home games that this team really will be focused on getting a win at home and also being able to enjoy Christmas Eve, Christmas Day with a win and not a loss.
Jeremiah Johnson is with us. You look at the schedule here, and we've talked about this even on this show, coming up before the beginning of the new year. Brooklyn tonight, Dallas is in there, they're at the bottom of the West. Chicago is in there, they're near the bottom of the East. Minnesota and Detroit both seem like winnable games, and an opportunity for the Pacers, who are four games over, to maybe get even more separation in what's been a really tight Eastern Conference so far.
Yeah, and there are some difficult road trips looming in 2018. You've got a Western Conference road trip in the middle of January. So I think this team is smart enough to understand that there are some challenging games coming up. You have to take advantage of the opportunities you have. And Nate McMillan put the standings up inside the St. Vincent Center, and I think that's interesting. It's something similar to what Frank Vogel used to do when he was the coach, is he would remind the players of their place in the standings, and Nate McMillan shares that belief that he wants them to know where they're at, to understand that every game is important. I think many coaches, and maybe it's just coach speak, they'll say, oh, I don't care about the standings. I don't look at the standings. I just want to win one game. But you have to have some perspective and to be able to convince the guys that these games do matter. When you look right now at the difference between fourth and ninth, it is a very slim margin. And you don't want to have one of these games come back to haunt you. There haven't been too many of those games up to this point this season. I mean, I would only say probably the Knicks and the Pelicans are the two games you wish you could have back, just because of the way, and the Celtics, obviously, the way those games ended. But those weren't, you know, losses against bad teams. So I think the next couple of weeks present a great opportunity. And if you can get to fourth by the second week of January with some clear distance between, you know, fourth and eighth and ninth, you'd be in a great position for the second half of the season.
Jeremiah Johnson is with us. You will begin on the Fox Sports Indiana pregame show tonight at 6:30. What do the fans have to look forward to there?
We'll play a little Christmas wish list game with Eddie Gill, and I don't know about you, but actually I do know about you. You don't have any kids, but in my house they were making Christmas lists almost every day in December. So we'll make our own Christmas wish list from a Pacers perspective, and I think you'll like some of the things that I have on my wish list. I will say one of them does involve fan favorite Dan Burke, so that'll be coming up at 6:30 tonight. I have a special Christmas wish for Dan Burke.
That might be one of your better teases for the show of the year. But I will talk to you before then, before Christmas, but we will not talk to you on this show before Christmas. So for those that only are able to listen to this portion, Merry Christmas, and we will hear from you tonight at 6:30.
And if you miss either me or Pat, or me and Pat, you can download the Sideline Guys podcast on Pacers Sound, because we have a holiday extravaganza for you that is posted and live right now.
And we talked for like 55 minutes. You can catch that podcast, Jeremiah Johnson, tonight at 6:30 on the television. We will begin at 6:30 on the radio side as well. Pacers versus Nets tonight, Pacers.com/tickets is how you can be there. There are a few available, a 7 o'clock tip. That'll wrap it up for this week's Pacers Weekly. Jersey Johnny is next. So thanks to our producer, David Deering. I'm Pat Boylan. We'll talk to you after Christmas on Pacers Weekly.